In a palm-fringed garden in Fiji's Buray village, Manasa Lalakila stands by two graves, his wife's and that of his 34-year-old son, Tomode. Tomode died in Iraq in 2005. Lalakila recalls the day he heard the news.
An officer came one morning. I was staying alone here and they tried to tell me what was happened, which I find it very hard to accept. I was told he got shot in the plane while on duty flying in a helicopter escorting some officers, and they were shot by insurgents. They managed to collect his body and send it back to Fiji, so he's buried here beside his mother.
With their warrior culture, Fijians are a popular choice as United Nations peacekeepers. As British Commonwealth citizens, 300 Fijians a year are recruited by the British Army. And many more Fijians, like Tomode Lalakila, work with private security companies. Tomode is one of more than 20 Fijians who have died in Iraq since the US-led invasion in 2003. This Bati warrior chant is traditionally sung by Fijians to prepare men for battle. As the men of Buray village prepare a bowl of kava, the local narcotic drink, village spokesman Leoni Metai explains the Bati culture.
Bati refers to the teeth. It bites. Mostly in every tribe, there are special Batis. I'm one of them. People are born with their positions. In Fijian beliefs, if you are a priest, you're born priest. If you are Bati, well, the genes will come through you. So automatically you'll be a Bati. Doesn't matter what you do. So if on the street, automatically you'll become a street fighter. It's in the genes. So if you're in warfare, you're the best woman ever.
Following a recent military coup in Fiji, the British and the UN are not recruiting here. The best option now to earn good money abroad is with the security companies. Colonel Jonathani Kakumozi is a Fijian agent for the British security company Control Risk. In a Suva garment factory, he shows me the uniforms his men work in and sometimes die in.
This is the company there with the tiger sitting and watching. That's the security.
A list of 150 men ready and willing to go to Iraq is pinned on his office wall. And he's already sent another 150, two of whom died. He says the company normally pays more than $170,000 to the family of any man killed or permanently disabled while on security duty. But the family of these two men received nothing.
Some of them from this company jumped to another company. But when they went there, they went on escorts. Escorts, you are liable to get shot. And when they jumped, they were ambushed and got killed. I received the bodies here because I was the last company, you know, just to help them out. So I helped them out and talked to their wives. This is the body of your husband. Nothing else. We don't have any compensation or nothing.
As this situation shows, getting paid in Iraq is not a sure thing. Joe, a middle-aged sugar farmer who did not want his full name used, said he was earning $100 a month in Fiji when he decided to sign up with an American security company in Iraq.
We thought we were paid about $6,000 a month because we were doing a very hard job, which was looking after the state witness in Saddam's court trial. I was in charge of the witnesses to bring them over and to take them back to the red zone, to the villages in Dijail, Samarra and elsewhere.
In the end, Joe says, he was paid a lot less than promised.
So they just paid out about 1,200 bucks for a month. But it wasn't going in our account. It was just in cash.
Did you ever confront this American company about your pay?
Yeah. We told the boss, and he was just telling us, yes, I'm going to inform the big boss. He was just saying that and end up nowhere.
How much did they say that they would pay if you died?
The thing is, you showed here in Fiji a different contract. And we went over, we went and signed another different contract.
Hundreds of Fijians have worked in Iraq for security companies. Most of the fatalities have occurred in security work, and many say their contracts were not honored. Yet Joe is prepared to go into a war zone again.
My next move is I want to leave for Afghanistan. I've got a contract there, so I'll be paid in £90 a month.
Still standing by Tamodi's grave, Lala Kila says his other son is now leaving for Iraq.
He's leaving tomorrow.
Don't you want to tell him not to go?
They know that the risk is there, but they keep going and coming.
He doesn't want to confuse his son, Lala Kila says. He will leave his son to make the decision on his own. Nicola Fell for VOA News, Fiji.